Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Today we celebrate and we remember the 50th anniversary of the King's March on Washington, the famous speech, I Have a Dream. And joining us this afternoon, our friends and affiliates from WRAL, Michelle Marsh. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. So you're there in D.C. with everything that's going on.
Yes, I am. And actually, at this moment, while we are speaking, President Obama is addressing the crowd. There are thousands of people here. The rain has been, a nuisance on and off, but that certainly isn't dampening the spirits of everyone who came out here for this momentous occasion marking the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech.
Now, we've heard it over and over and over today, but of course, it's the 50th anniversary, and we're here watching it on television, and, you know, just can't even describe the way we feel here, but to actually be there in the atmosphere of it all, how would you describe it, Michelle, this momentous occasion?
It's amazing. The energy here is off the charts. Like I said, the crowd is huge, even in the rain. That's not stopping people. They have on their plastic ponchos. They're still smiling. They're well aware of the gravity of this moment to be here and hear from the nation's first African-American president. I mean, there have been speakers who, you know, took the stage and stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial who said 50 years ago they were part of this movement, and they never thought that 50 years later they would live to see a day where we have a black president. And also, I can tell you, even outside of the National Mall here, there are folks lined up along the fence. Now, these are people who can't actually see what's happening, but they simply have paused to just recognize just how exciting and how amazing this moment is for our country.
How many people would you estimate are out there? I've heard anywhere from 200,000 to...
Geez, you know what? I'm terrible at head count, so I wouldn't even try to guess. I would say compared to last weekend, we were here last weekend when there was a big rally.
Exactly.
And just eyeballing it then, they said there were tens of thousands. I'm going to say at least tens of thousands, but that's far from a good estimate because it's just so hard to gauge how many people are actually here. I'm sure we'll get those numbers later on, but it's just amazing to be here and to hear the stories from those who were part of this movement, which started off as just one man's dream, has blossomed into something that, you know, everyone can understand. What seemed so radical then, now something that a lot of people are gaining understanding, and not to take away from the things that still need to be worked on. But we have come a long way. As Congressman Lewis says, there aren't white-only fountains. You can get served at the lunch counter.
Right.
But he also went on to say, it's not enough to sit in the front seat of the bus and not be able to afford your next meal. So speaking about living wages, jobs, still issues plaguing many communities even 50 years later.
Now, as you mentioned, Congressman Lewis and a lot of former presidents have spoken, relatives and children. Who would you say, or, you know, just out there listening to these speakers, who has been kind of set apart? Who stood out as one of the speakers? What would you say?
Well, as I mentioned, President Obama is speaking right now. I'm going to step away after I get off the phone with you. I'm sure, you know, his perspective is going to be unlike anything we've heard so far. But I will say that the remarks from President Clinton were just phenomenal. He talked about, you know, we should all thank God for Dr. King and John Lewis and all of those who gave us a dream to help guide us. And he also went on to say that they paid for great debts. And he raised the question of how will we repay them for what they've done? And that's the question that's being posed to the crowd throughout the day. This is not only a time to reflect, it's also a call to action. A lot of the speakers are hoping that folks will go back to their communities and be active, whether it's politically or just in the community, to help improve our state in terms of jobs, education, and so on.
Absolutely. Now, as well as speakers, there are musical performances out there as well.
Right. Yeah, we heard from North Carolina's own Shirley Caesar. It was amazing. Of course, you know she always rocks the house. She didn't disappoint here. She was amazing. She brought the crowd to their feet. They were singing along. We also heard from Leanne Rimes. She was amazing. Her voice is so beautiful. And to hear it as it kind of echoes through the National Mall here. So there were lots of musical guests who were amazing. And this has just been an all-around fantastic event to be a part of. And I'm honored to cover it for WRAL and to share my experience with your listeners as well.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate it. We're going to let you get back. As you were saying, President Barack Obama is speaking at this time, so we both want to tune in to see exactly what he's talking about. But thank you so much for tuning in and letting us know more about it here at The Light 103.9.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you.